Good afternoon, the exotics vet. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, my name's Ellen. I had my two cockatiels in, Pidgey and Ace.
Yes.
And I have just come home this afternoon and found that one of the lots of meds you gave me has leaked all through the fridge.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes. So I was just the one that needs to be refrigerated starts with the A. For the avian gastric yeast.
Oh, Augmentin. Okay.
I can go.
Amphotericin, sorry.
Yes, that sounds right. I can go grab the paperwork if need be.
No, that's okay.
Cool.
That's Richardson, wasn't it?
Yes, correct.
Okay. How much longer do they have on the amphotericin?
So they've been on it for 2 weeks now. So I think it was recommended for the 30 days.
30 days, yeah, no, definitely. Okay, well, we can definitely, as I say that, I'll just double check we've got enough in the fridge.
No, that's okay. I haven't brought them back in for their checkup as well. Is that just if they weren't improving, or should I be bringing them back in to get checked even if they have improved?
I think that definitely before we go off the amphotericin and stuff, we definitely want to check them out before stopping that.
Mess. Okay.
Let me just see what was recommended on their file. It's under Pidgeys. All right. So when they were in, they recommend a revisit in 2 weeks from when you were in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so definitely.
So that's today.
So they would be definitely due for a revisit, just
okay.
To make sure that everything's going well and obviously reassess the medications, how long they want to continue on for. We are booked up until next week, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I can definitely organise some more. Is it just the amphotericin that you need, the yellow medication?
Yeah, because the other one said that I could stop after the 7 days.
Yep, okay, certainly. After 7 days, yep.
And just because you're so far away, is it going to be easier if I get that from a closer vet? Like, I have a regular vet for my dogs, but I doubt he'll have it.
They wouldn't have that medication. It is a compounded medication that we do have.
Yeah, okay.
So you've been on it for 2 weeks, haven't you, amphotericin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, 2 weeks of the two doses every day.
Okay, they've got a 10-day minimum. Let me just confirm that with Dr. Brock. I'll just pop you on hold. I won't be a minute there for you, Ellen.
Yeah. No, you're fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling The Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics.
Are you there, Ellen?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I've just checked with Dr. Brock. He said ideally, if they're taking it okay, it would be ideal to keep them on for the 30 days.
Yep.
Still obviously do the reassessment just to make sure that everything is going okay.
Yep.
And Yeah, otherwise definitely do the reassessment.
Yep.
It's up to you what you want to do, but yeah, definitely ideal to keep up with that medication to complete
yep.
the course. I can definitely dispense some more for you. Obviously, it just depends on when you can get over here to pick it up. It has to stay refrigerated, so I wouldn't be able to post it to you, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. I understand that.
Cause it is
I have tomorrow off, so yeah. I can probably just stock up because I don't even – it. I only have the little bottle that you did up for Alfie, so like a way smaller bottle, so I don't even know if I'll get the like morning dosage out of it.
Yep. Okay. No, that's okay. Like obviously you can just do what you can do and we can definitely make up some more for you to
awesome.
To treat the, and you're treating all both of them, aren't you? Pidgey and
Alfie. Yes, I've got the three, so yeah. Pidgey, Ace and Alfie are all getting the two doses every
okay.
day.
Excellent. Okay, not a problem. Well, I will definitely make that up. It'll be here ready for you. Just because you've got so far to travel, we can wrap it up with a little bit of an ice pick, but maybe just bring like a insulated lunch bag or something to pop it in.
Yeah,
to make
that's
sure
smart.
It stays nice and cold.
Yep, no dramas at all. Did you want me to give you a call in the morning and let you know when I'm heading in or just any time?
No, we'll get that all made up. It'll be ready for you when you get here.
Awesome, great. Thank you so much for that.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.